First parak of Yevamos Mishnah Dalet. Beshami Matirim Hatzaris La'achim. Beshami disagreed with the Mishnah, the first Mishnah. They said by those 15 Arayas that can marry his brother, if the brother died, even though, let's say it's his daughter, he cannot do even on his daughter, he can be Miyabim the other wives. He doesn't learn this drasha that the tzaris are also us. Only the wife that's ever is ever, and the rest. Cholzu. But they did chalitza. Beshami poisla minakuna, because Beshami holds that these other wives are required to go through the yibum process, and they can either do yibum or chalitza. Beisil machshir. Bechshila says a kosher, because a chalitza is irrelevant. You don't need chalitza. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza. Nisyabmu. If they went through yibum, Beshami machshir. He says, very good, you did a mitzvah. Beisil poisla. They said the poisla lakuna, because they were over Isra Arayis, being married, trying to have relations with a woman who's chayv Isra Koris. Even though these one aser and the other ones permit to get remarried or to do yibum, ve'ilu poisim ve'ilu machshirim. In certain situations, what one does, the other one would passel. If they went through that relationship, the other one would be machshir. Lo nimnu beis shamay, b'lisa nashim beis hil, lo beis hil beis shamay. They intermarried from beis shamay families into beis hil families. It doesn't mean that they were mekel on the halacha. They would check out. As long as she didn't go through that problem and she was a kosher thing, just because they're shaykh to the base medrash of Beis Shammai, they were intermarried. Because that's not called intermarriage. All Jews are brothers. Yeah. Kol ha-tahiris v'ha-tumas shahoyu eilam matayim v'eilam matamim. And the same thing applied for tumah v'tahir. These ones, they disagreed on. Lo nimnu ois v'tahiris eilu al-gabi eilu. Also, they would trust one another in respect to the things that they did not disagree on.